Lynn Payne is the garden guru, and happy Friday, Lynn.
Thank you, Dana. Happy Friday to you.
Say, I've got some great plants. You have a wonderful selection. Now, how do I get them home and securely planted into the ground?
Well, Dana, that's easy. You got to remember a few things. Let me talk a little bit about soil prep. What I mean by soil prep is getting the soil conditioned to accommodate good root growth of your plants. If you're working with just native soil that's never had anything added to it before, I would recommend that you mix in organic matter to a percentage of about 30 to 50%. Now, organic matter, when I mention this, organic means different things to different people, but in this context, the only thing I'm referring to is something that is carbon-based. So I'm talking about leaves or ground-up tree branches or grass clippings, sawdust, horse manure, things like this. You can't use it unless it's fully decomposed. If you put fresh sawdust or fresh ground-up tree trimmings in the ground, it would absorb nitrogen from the soil in order to initiate the decomposition. It would be robbing the soil and robbing your plants from that nitrogen that they need to grow successfully. So we recommend not to use anything fresh. I think your best bet is probably to come into one of the Payne's locations and let us sell you the proper mulch or compost for your purpose. Now, when you're planting something in your yard, whether it's a permanent fixture like a tree or a shrub, or if it's an annual plant like a geranium or a petunia, of course, if it's an annual, you can go back year after year and improve the soil a little bit more for that season. But if you're planting something permanently, you can't very well go back the following year and dig it all up because you're going to be damaging the roots that have developed during last season. So it's really important to prep the soil as best as possible that first season when you're planting a tree or a shrub. Now, some customers come in and they ask us, well, what is the best product to use for this? And I say, it doesn't really matter which product you use. Just use it in the right percentages because you really want whatever plants you do plant to really put their brights on and shine for you.
That's great advice, Lynn. Thank you very much. Many choices, lots of options. Where are you located if I need some help?
Well, we've got two retail outlets in Santa Fe. One is at 715 St. Michael's Drive, and the other is 304 Camino O'Leary. And let me also put in a plug for our bulk soil yard. If you need larger quantities, you need to go to our soil yard because we have compost and mulches, as well as decorative mulches that go on the surface of the soil. And don't forget, we do have a website that has lots of good information on it. That's paynes.com.
Lynn Payne is the garden guru.